you're here!
Alam namin kung bakit ka andito. Siguro marupok ka, no?
Or baka may daddy issues.
Well, pwede na naman you just wanna be an emotionally healthy adult.
Or baka you just really wanna listen to us banter and chika.
Well, Swissies and Broskies, whatever your reason may be, you've come to the right place.
Welcome to Raw and Real Podcast.
Hi, I'm Dana.
And I'm Stacy, and this is our space where we talk about our faith, womanhood, and pressing social issues as raw and as real as we can be.
We hope you enjoy and pick up a few nuggets of wisdom along the way. Let's go!
Hello, Stacy.
Hello, Dana.
Yan. I'm only saying it like that because I got so many messages na Ate Dana, Ate Stacy, 2023 na. Oh. Hindi pa rin namin maintindihan kung sino ba talaga sa inyo yung nagsasalita.
Pag-epal si Dana.
Oh, wow. As if you don't have your moments. Hi, sis.
Hello.
Okay. Ang ganda-ganda ng week ko so far. So magkamustahan muna tayo. Kamusta ka? How is you?
Just drowning in work. Yeah. Pero so far, I've been really crushing it in my carny life.
Yes, yes.
At walang hiya. Bigla tayong merong content wars na nagaganap sa Instagram. It's so funny.
You started it, woman.
I know, because you have so many stuff you say and it's so funny and it's just so you. And parang nakakatawa lang talaga. And you know, since I'm doing improv, I think it's also an exercise for me.
Fine. Yeah. And nag-clap back ako.
And nag-clap back din ako.
And nag-clap back ulit ako.
Eh, gaganti ulit
all
ako.
Right.
Alright. Up here.
Kahit part 109 na to.
Yeah, so if you're not following us on Instagram, I started a reel entitled Shit My Twin Says.
Yeah.
Ayan.
So ginaya niya lang ako ng ginaya as yun. Dana. Minak ako ng minak.
Yan. Tapos gumante rin si Dana.
Oh, ganun talaga.
Ganyan lang. Ganun lang. Nagagayahan ganun lang kami. Oh. And I guess our followers are loving it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh my
gosh.
I think
we should relate it in one album, in one carousel.
Yeah. Or we should share it sa Raw and Real.
Yun nga, sa Raw and Real carousel.
Diba? Let's do
we
it.
We should.
Yeah.
Anyway, so what else? Crushing it in your carny life, working and drowning. What else? Sounds so basic.
I know, right? But for the week, yeah, yun lang naman. Nothing outstanding.
Well, we went to Bohol.
Oh, yeah.
We went to Bohol. And we checked out Mithi Resort. Ang ganda dun, no?
And actually, we recorded our previous episode there, if we didn't mention.
Oh, yeah. We were there for episode 2
yep.
of this season.
Yeah.
Ganda dun.
I liked it. Ang ganda sa Pilipinas talaga.
And I think it's because what made it so enjoyable for me was the amenities na may private cave sila and then just 7 minutes na speedboat. Mayroon ng snorkeling na sobrang rich.
Yeah. You don't have to go so far. As in, dun ka lang sa resort eh.
Oh.
Yeah.
What could have been better though?
The food.
Oo.
Sobrang limited nung menu. Medyo nakakasawa.
Nakakasawa kung 4 days ka.
And lalo na for me, as a carnivore.
Puro ribs ka tsaka manok.
Yes. But in fairness, sobrang sarap naman ng ribs at manok. So, pwede na.
Pwede na. And the breakfast is good. So, Mithi Resort, dito sponsored pero we like you guys.
Yeah.
And then, so we went. Okay, so ikakwento ko lang ulit yung nangyari sa nakaka-puiset na driver na nasakyan natin, okay?
Hindi ka pa over. Oh,
oo,
sige.
Medyo na bad trip. Hindi lang medyo, talaga na bad trip talaga ako dun. So we got to Manila, 9:30. Around 9:30 na tayo nakababa ng ano eh, no? Dahil ang daming hanas. Dahil nga umuulan.
Lakas ng ulan, yeah. It's been raining here in Manila.
Yeah, sobrang lakas ng ulan.
Uh-oh.
So, ito si Stacy, gina-gina dahil wala siyang mabook na grab. Dumiretso na dun sa airport taxi, nagsusungit na.
Uwi na ako, sis.
Uwi na. Si ate mo, girl, uwi na. Anyway, so, kebs na sa 1-5 na transpo.
Taxi, diba?
Transpo.
Kebs na sa 1-5. Oh, sige, push mo yan.
Kebs na sa 1-5 na transpo fees.
Yeah.
So, nung 2 stops kasi yon, because we had to drop off our tita in Mandaluyong and then we go back to our home base. Tapos, nung iniwan na namin yung luggage namin dun, buisit, ayaw ba naman bitbitin? Yeah. Diba? He just stood there. Yeah. And the clerk in that booth, the tiny girl.
Yeah, the cashier. The cashier pa yung nag-load ng luggage sa van because this driver
just stared at us.
Yeah, he was
in
just
the pouring rain. Oh, tumayo lang siya doon.
Not helpful at all.
Anyway, nung pagsakay namin, we told him where to go and then he's like, ah, 2 stops. Ayoko, baba.
So, exactly.
Pantig na yung tenga ko. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Pero at the same time, you're at the mercy. Naku,
exactly.
Doon ako naiinis eh.
Na, diba? Kaya we had to keep it cool because if he kicks us out, diba?
Oh, jahe pal. More stress to deal with. Naload mo na yung gamit mo.
Yeah, and it's raining.
It's raining
and
cats and dogs. Anyway. So sabi namin, as we were begging him na, sir, huwag mo na kami pababain, please. Hindi naman nagbabaha doon. Mabilis lang naman yan. Mandaluyong and then San Juan. And then he was like, oh, sige na. Sabi ko, yay, okay, go na. To signal na, yeah, okay, kasa na, diba? Mm. Sagot ba naman, teka lang, tinan mo yung nasa harap ko. Because it's traffic. There were cars in front of him, which was obviously.
Yeah.
Anyway, he started driving. Tapos my tita was telling him where to go para naman shortcut.
Uh-oh.
Ayaw gawin.
Yeah.
He kept ignoring it. And I'm sure he heard the directives, right?
Yeah.
Tapos pagdating dun sa condo ng tita namin sa Mandaluyong, bigla ba namang may tita goes, Kuya, baka pwede pong patulong sa gamit. Bigla ba namang tumuro dun lang sa likod. Parang lumingon lang siya from the driver's seat. Bukas yan.
Yeah.
Diba? And then my tita ko, hindi na niya talaga siguro napigilan. She was like, Manong, binayaran naman namin kayo ng tama. Gawin niyo naman yung servisyo niyo ng tama rin. And then he mumbled something like, ako pa yung gaganyan ninyo.
Oo.
Parang weird, diba? Yeah. So anyway, fast forward to the drop-off at our home. Wala na, I was losing it.
I noticed nga. Kaya ako na rin yung parang, you know, ayoko rin sa dulo mag-sprack. Yung parang I was just also, wala na. I'm just glad I'm home safe.
Actually,
I'm just glad
I'm
here.
Parang gusto ko pa nga sabihin sa kanya nun, Kuya, let go mo na yan ha. Kung ano man yung binibit-bit mo. Parang,
uh-oh.
Bakit ang salty?
Yeah.
I was making kwento to our friend Mike yesterday and sabi ko nga sa kanya, ito yung nangyari ganyan. Sabi niya, alam mo, tawag namin sa mga taong ganyan, yung mga I hate my life people.
Yeah.
Totoo naman eh. Yung parang they hate their jobs, they hate their lives, they hate the world, they hate the people around them.
And it reeks with how they interact with everyone else.
Yeah,
diba?
So anyway, this was at the Terminal 4 NAIA local drop-off, diba?
Mm-mm.
Yung ano nila doon in-house na taxi.
Coupon taxi.
So I called the office. Buti na lang magaling naman kausap yung, I mean, she was so apologetic.
Customer support.
And then, after a few days, they called me. The owner was very apologetic. And then they said they were gonna suspend the driver. I don't know if it's true or not. I don't know na. Pero the driver also got on the phone to apologize.
Yeah.
Parang sabi na lang niya kasi masakit daw pa niya. Sabi ko, sir, I mean, kung ganun kasama yung pakiramdam mo, huwag ka nang mamasada kung ganun mo lang din natratuhin yung either you suck it up kasi. Yun yung sa akin eh, na either you suck it up and do the full service, or sabihin mo na lang na, ma'am, may pilay po ako, or ganito, baka okay lang po, tulungan tayo. Would have been easier.
Like that.
Hindi yung magsusungit ka. Anyway, end rant, yun lang naman. I mean,
wow.
I say that because after ng pag-uwi natin dito, I got home at 10 o'clock only to unpack and repack dahil umakit akong Baguio.
Wow, yun, sana dumiretso ka na sa Baguio, sis. Ang dami mo pang kinuda. Nag-rant fest ka pa. Ilang minutes yun? 7 minutes eh.
Anyway, umakit ako ng Baguio ng 1 a.m. and we got there in 3 hours and 45 minutes. Sobrang takot ako. Akala ko makikita ko lang si Jesus. But yeah, went to Baguio, had a great time, got some tattoos.
I love your tats.
Thanks, Teek. Yeah, shout out to Minimalist Tattoos in Baguio. Galing nila. All women team.
Cuties. And I want to get mine too. I want Minimalist Tattoos.
Yeah, and before I went up to Baguio, ito kasi talaga yung point ng episode na to eh. Ayan, segue lang naman yun. Kamustahan nga eh. Ba't nagalit ka? Catch up nga eh.
Dana!
Hindi ba nga catch up muna bago episode?
Oo nga eh, pero hindi naman ganun kahaba.
Hindi, highlight nga eh.
Guys, please excuse my sister. She's just
sabi ng highlights.
What can I do, diba? I can't change people.
Anyway, before I went up to Baguio, I showed you a reel by Jackie Hill Perry during her Glory conference. And someone asked, simple lang naman yung question niya, ano ba daw ang role ng mga girls when speaking into men or encouraging them? Something along those lines, eh, diba?
Yeah, like, I guess she's asking about her boundaries now. What areas do I give my comments on or my honest, take on something?
Mm-mm.
Then, which areas do I not touch, basically?
Correct, parang correct. Ganyan. And I really like, it wasn't Jackie Hill Perry who answered it, but one of the moderators, I guess, or one of the panelists in that event. And sabi niya, we are missing out on the ministry of siblinghood.
Mm-hmm.
Totoo naman, lagi na lang, brothers and sisters in Christ. Di ba yun talaga yung laging pag-address sa atin in the church?
Yeah.
Pero kasi nga, since we are so hyper-romanticized in heterosexual relationships,
yeah,
we miss out on the opportunity na, ay, wag kang nag-open up ng ganyan. Yung parang,
Nagiging mind games,
malicious.
Yes.
Sometimes when you're, well, totoo ko, okay, disclaimer, minsan din naman talaga, meron mga, I mean, the devil, di ba, is prowling like a lion, di ba? Roar.
Then I just finish a stupid, like, can you finish a thought without making a joke? In the middle, please.
Okay, I mean, ito na. Diba? I mean, minsan talaga, may mga instances din na it was so innocent, and then the devil can also corrupt it. Totoo din naman.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess it's that balance na, but we are called to be brothers and sisters first.
Yeah.
Feeling ko din kasi, okay, ikaw ba na-experience mo yun? Yung para tayong takot sa opposite sex masyado to interact because there's just so much malice going on or people like commenting so much about it.
For sure. And I think it's also our upbringing na whenever we... Okay, so we grew up in an all-girls environment.
Oh, yeah.
No father figures.
Oh.
Grew up in an all-girls school.
Mm.
Did all the sorority thing.
Mm.
Never really fostered good, healthy relationships with guys.
Mm.
And even at home, the way it was processed, whenever we would make kwento about, oy, may na-meet akong boy.
Mm.
It's like, yee, yee. Ganun agad.
Oh, na, and it starts really young, ha?
Diba? Na,
oh.
Every time tuloy you interact with someone, the programming is, uy, nag-interact kayo, may something.
Correct.
Diba? Na parang, ikaw tuloy, as a young girl, and you're getting all these messages, these signals, you're like, the power of suggestion, ay, baka nga, may something, diba?
Oh.
Instead of just keeping it innocent na, okay, that's good, you met a new boy na you can be a friend to, then keep it wholesome, diba?
Yeah.
Keep it, like, brotherly nga.
Oh, and ang ganda nga nung sinabi nung girl dun eh, na we miss out. We miss out on the strengths of the opposite gender when we keep putting malice to it right away.
Yeah.
Yun eh, na parang we are, ako hindi na ako niniwala sa feminism eh. Just gonna throw it out there. I believe in complementarianism.
Yeah.
Na parang we balance each other's strengths and weaknesses. We fill in those gaps.
Yep.
And ako ngayon, and you know, at this age, after repeating the narrative of, oh, I'm always friend-zoned, minahal ko siya, you know, that kind of crap.
Uh-huh.
Parang ngayon ko na-realize.
Bakit kinatatawa na naman? Dana, can you just...
Hindi, masaya lang ako magkasama tayo.
Bakit kinatatawa?
Kasi naalala ko lahat ng lalaking ginanun ko eh.
Ang dami.
Totoo
naman.
Nakakatawa?
Nakakatawa.
Ba't kinatatawa? Nagtatawanan mo ako eh.
Ang dami.
Oo, di ba?
Actually, lahat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Na parang if I look at, in hindsight, I look at it, yeah, they were really such good brothers to me.
Yeah.
But since I always had that narrative in my head, it should have been love, it should have been romantic, parang shucks, Dana.
That's what you lived
missed out. Oh, you expected too much. You projected too much.
Yes.
And then you got broken too much. Whoa.
But yeah, totally
yeah, you got
agree.
Hurt too much.
Yeah.
And now, so ngayon, I'm fostering relationships, healthy relationships with the opposite sex. syempre, ganun pa din yung nakuha kong comments, like, alam mo na, yeah, the typical na, sino yan? Ba't mo pinopost? And I'm like, yeah, I post the guys. I really enjoy their company.
Yeah. And it's a friendship. Hello, you post your other friends.
Hindi, kasi ito yung naging ano ko, ito yung naging internal reaction ko. Medyo may mini freak out ako na, whoa, I really enjoy the company of, let's say, Boy 1. Really enjoy the company of Boy 1 and Boy 2. Hala, I might ruin it again. Meron akong ganun, yeah, na I might put feelings or catch feelings and then expect so much and then the whole thing. Pero parang when I was talking to Lou, our bestie, she goes, Dana, but you also deserve the excitement of a new friendship. Mm. Parang the worst thing you can do is to, anong tawag doon? Yung pipigilan overthink mo so much. Oo, you overthink.
You overcalculate. And then naging mind games na rin siya ulit.
Mind games or wala, pinigilan mo na lang and then threw it all together.
Yeah.
Threw it na lang na, hindi, wag na kasi alam ko na yung kwentong yan. Parang,
yeah,
I would have missed out on such rich interactions with the opposite sex kung natakot din ako. So yeah. I guess it's that balance na, yes, I used to have that story before and I have that tendency which makes me a bit more aware and vigilant. But at the same time, kung meron ako ng awareness na yon, yung dialogue ko rin sa sarili ko eh, whenever I interact with them, changes. Hindi na siya yung parang, yee, oh my gosh, he did this for me, must mean something. Hindi, it was just like, well, we're kind to one another.
Yeah, that's it.
It ends there, and it's so freeing. Parang, hindi na ako yung, dati kasi pag may interaction na ganyan, may kabe. May best foot forward na I don't wanna sound stupid, I wanna look good, I wanna ganyan. Na parang, no, ngayon, it's like, yo, if this is gonna be legit siblinghood, then let it be just that.
Yo, in line of that thought, ang ganda ng sinabi mo because meron din akong nabasa lately na if you're always gonna hide your true self from people, then you're not genuinely relating. And so the relationship is built on a shaky foundation. How will you know how deep it can go? Kung lagi kang may facade and you're stuck in that people-pleasing mentality na best foot forward or I have to say what's gonna appeal to this person or medyo itutweak ko ng konti to and hindi ko muna sasabihin to because baka ma-turn off. And that's not really relating, right? And I like that you said that because I'm also there now na, you know, in my interactions. And since we are people pleasers, grabe rin yung mind ko mag-hyperfixate on one response or reaction na medyo,
parang I shouldn't have said that.
Disagreeing with me eh. I'm very hypersensitive. Kunwari, yung tono nag-iba. Or merong pabalang na hinirit na parang ako,
bakit?
Is that a reaction to what I said? And it's, you know, a way to tell me na hindi niya nagustuhan yung. And then I hyperfixate. And until to this day, my brain does that. But what I tell myself when my brain does that is way different now. Na parang, Estes, it is what it is. You said what you said. Kung, you know, people will always have their own interpretations based on their own background. Yeah. Their own, ano. And if it's something that really needs to be called out, if this person really values you and your take on something, ibibring up niya yan sa'yo eh.
Oh.
And then if hindi, forget it. Move on.
Yeah.
Diba? Hindi ka dapat, hindi na ako yung dating beating myself up over the littlest things I said na dapat di ko ito sinabi, dapat di ko ito ginawa, I should have just shut up. Wala nang ganun. Wala nang ganun.
Yeah, you just come as your authentic self.
Yeah, diba? And you also learn how to listen and, you know, at the same time, it's this beautiful dance of knowing na you also know how to read the person. Na parang, okay, you try to go deep, you bring up a topic, or you become vulnerable and share something. And then, if you don't get the response na parang this person is ready for that, then move on. And then don't take it against that person. Because, di ba, they also have their own levels of things they can accept. And a person can only meet you with how far they've met themselves.
Yeah, mismo.
So exactly. If they can go deep with themselves, they can go deep with others. Kung hindi, that probably means most of the time, they haven't gone deep in their, you know, reflection and being, you know, their internal parang realizations and journey and all of that.
Exactly. And to add to that, alam mo yung napansin ko, I think one teller that is proof of growth is, I don't even wanna take it there, to landi. or to romance, actually, or to, yung parang, this is so good na we can talk and interact and go deep without having to be flirty or pa-cutesy or, you actually, know, yung parang, this is just me being me right now and not having the desire to take it there, because if it goes there, it will go there, but if not, okay to eh.
Yeah.
Diba? Yun lang. Okay na. And I think we miss out on the blessing of singleness when we keep being on the prowl for romance.
Yeah.
Yung nami-miscategorize natin yung mga tao. Parang, how many times have I miscategorized boys?
Yeah.
Put them in that section of potential romance when, di naman really? Talaga, hindi.
Yeah.
Hindi, pero sila lang yung available. Sila yung nakakausap ko. Sila lang yung,
yeah.
And feeling ko, every time there's a guy who's emotionally open for a connection, mistranslate ko siya as, oh my gosh, we're gonna have babies and like be a family.
Yeah, diba? And, and then you start fantasizing and going down that rabbit hole.
Ay, naku.
You know, ang ganda nga eh, na parang, it's so crazy because the world is pushing that kasi onto people. Na parang pag single ka, you're always on the hunt, you're always a banger, someone comes your way, parang, uy, baka ito na.
Diba?
Baka siya na.
Siya na ba?
Baka ito na. Diba? Na, the default should be baseline. No, I treat you, I see you for who you are, I treat you as a brother, let's keep this wholesome.
Yun. Yun ang that dapat na norm.
That should be the default.
Oh, default.
But it's because of the media. Grabe, music, media, it's all looking at people in a very hyper-sexualized way.
Oh, totoo. And potential ba to? Oh,
nakasuya na rin. And I am guilty of that too.
Me
because,
too.
Because, di ba, konting attention, konting chemistry, oh my gosh, fantasize.
And then take it there.
And then drop subtle or not so subtle hints. You know what I mean? Of flirting and just being a little bit malande and all that.
Correct.
But then, ano yung na-develop sa relationship na yun? Because if it's too sexualized then, it's also gonna draw out a different part of you.
Yes.
Gets mo yun? Parang how can you say you're actually authentic when you're trying to win this person and see and make this person see you in a very sexually or romantically desirable way?
Mismo. Diba? Amen.
Kaya, ayun sis, magandang perspective yan. And ako rin, I'm there right now na parang, you know, let's just keep it platonic, keep it wholesome.
Yeah.
If it's gonna go there, it's gonna go there. And yun nga eh, the most freeing part is the fact na I'm not even trying to impress you guys.
Yeah.
Diba? Parang, this is me. What you see is what you get. If you're attracted to it, okay. Diba? Pero if not, then okay lang. I'm not trying to impress anyone here, you know?
Totoo. And I believe that the right guy will be attracted to you that way. You will really want to make a partner out of you.
And ito pa nga, nakakatawa rin. Nakatawa rin ako eh, na ito rin yung reflection ko sa sarili ko. So I've been journaling a lot, I'm doing therapy now.
But may mga syllables kang nawawala sa sinasabi mo?
Ako?
Oh, journaling.
Sabi ko?
Oh, tapos no. Kanina may sinabi ka pang isa, na sabi ko, there's a glitch in this matrix.
The twin is broken.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, so I've been journaling a lot.
Ayan. Enunciate.
And ayan tuloy, nawala yung train of thought ko eh.
Sabi mo, you've been journaling a lot.
Yeah.
Natatawa ka sa sarili mo dahil...
So, I put a lot of time and effort in my looks, right?
You don't say!
Right? Like, di ba, me losing weight and then just everything. And then, when boys focus on that area about me,
irita ka.
Maiinis ako na, there's so much more to me than my looks. I'm so much more deeper than this. Pero, yun at yun yung pinofront ko, I use it as a crutch, or I use it as, oh, look at this shiny part of me. I can look good. I can dress well. Blah, 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 blah.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that too,
and there's nothing wrong with that. But if you're gonna anchor how people get attracted to you on that, and then complain na yun lang nakikita nila sa'yo.
I getcha. Parang ganito, mga girls, diba? Tayo. Sige, i-hypersexualize natin ang ating mga pananamit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, when
But naalala mo yung ano si Nicole Scherzinger, yung she was wearing such a talagang putok na putok yung boobies niya sa Conan.
Yeah.
And then parang si Conan nadidistract talaga. He kept looking down her chest. Mm. And then she's like, "Conan, my face is over here." And then she points to her face. And then Conan's like, "You show it like that." Mm. And then and you expect me not to get distracted and so talagang, I mean, Conan being Conan, right? Conan O'Brien.
Yeah. And you know what? I think when girls do that, I'm guilty of that.
Yeah.
Diba? It's because you're not getting it from the guy you want attention from. So you're gonna call it out na, oops, not you. Hindi ko to sa'yo gusto ipakita. Pero when they look, parang, no ba yan? Grabe, no-objectify ako. But when it's the guy you actually like,
That makes sense.
You're like, okay lang, objectify me all you want. I dressed up this way for you. You know what I mean? Sense. And that's just me based on my experience. And I'm sure a lot of you, if you're really honest with yourself, you can relate.
Yeah.
Diba?
Yeah.
Na,
yeah.
Yeah.
Pero yun nga, I think heterosexual relationships, tama eh. Biblically, talagang dapat brothers and sisters tayo. That should be the default. I like that you said that term, default.
Yeah.
Kasi nga, naging baliktad naman talaga. The default has been mate. Everyone's a potential mate.
Yeah. And you know what? When you see people that way, tama eh, you miss out on seeing them for who they really are and seeing the complete parang all sides of them. You won't see it because you're hyper-fixating on, will this guy be a good partner? Will this guy be a good boyfriend? Aww. Pwede ba to? Compatible ba? Match ba?
Aww.
If you keep nitpicking on that, you're gonna, kaya rin ang daming red flags na namimiss eh.
Oh.
Diba? Mm. Kaya rin ang daming, pag naging jowa mo na biglang, ay, ganda pala ugali niya.
Oh,
why
true.
Didn't I see that before? Because you didn't want to see it.
Yeah. Right? Even if it hit you in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yan ang ating message for our listeners today. Na let's see people for who they really are. And let's be our truest selves also. So, people can see us for who we really are.
And I think it's really to cultivate healthy heterosexual relationships with the opposite sex. With great appreciation of their strengths.
Yeah.
And their weaknesses too. Because that's where we can pour in our strengths naman, diba?
Yeah.
Parang if men are ano, having a hard time being emotionally vulnerable, we can also aid them in that. Pwede rin naman na, ewan ko ba, minsan kailangan ng mga lalaki ng konting grooming, GMRC. Pwede rin naman na, de, minsan talaga, no? I mean, our friends.
Yeah.
Parang clueless talaga sila yung sa cleanliness, sa
oh my gosh,
how to
yeah.
just do things the right way. Last night I was with my married friends and they were sharing their, you know, their mga hinanakit nila sa isa't isa in a way na nakakatawa lang kasi of course ibang dynamic na yan pag magkasama na kayo everyday.
Yeah.
So the wife was ranting about her husband's quirks in the house and parang na-realize ko, oh my gosh, I'm gonna be living with a barbarian if God calls me to marriage.
Yeah, but at the same time, you know, guys are also there to protect us.
Yun nga, iba nga kasi.
It's so
pero grabe rin naman mag-provide ng husband ni ma'am, diba? Yun nga, ang ganda lang. And I know that's on a different level of complementarianism in terms of, syempre, romantic na yun. Covenant relationship na yun eh. Pero in friendships, I'm sure we can also do that. Yung speak into their weaknesses and sila din. They can also, you know, kasi men, I think, generally are problem solvers.
Yeah.
Well, we are such feelers.
Yeah.
Diba? So yun, yung ganong dynamic ba? Nakita ko yun in my friendships now eh.
Yeah.
Na parang may sasabihin akong insight and then mag-respond na pero Dana, I think ganito din kasi pwede na oh wow, I totally missed that angle.
Yeah.
And I think a man's perspective is a good perspective too.
Actually, yeah.
Diba?
And their perspective also in terms of understanding men more, right? That insight also is gonna be so rich. Na parang what's in your brains? Like when guys hang out, they're like
yeah, they're weird.
Kaya nag-uusap. Or when girls hang out, all we do is just, oh my God.
Yeah. Mismo.
But yeah, there's that.
I just wanna encourage our listeners na, you know, if you also have that history na you're always on the friend zone, you're always friend zoned, lagi kang nasasawi, lagi kang napuput sa beshi box, you know.
Beshi box.
Doon ako tumira eh. May ilang taon din. But you know, appreciate these friendships. And again, hindi lahat ng male friendships mo kailangan magbunga sa isang romantic na relasyon.
What if the friendship is the gift?
What if, oh, ganda lang. What if the friendship is the fruit?
Whoa. Yes. Here's to fruity friendships.
Here's to fruity friendships with fruity, fruity men.
Yeah.
That's it. I think that's all I wanted to say.
That's a nice realization.
Yeah. Thanks for listening.
And maybe in our next episode, I want to talk about and share the things I've been learning in therapy.
Therapy-tiki! Yeah. Yeah, oo nga. Sige, i-ano natin yan. Dissect natin yan. But for now, that is it. See us again next Friday for a Friday!
Okay. Bye, guys. Sorry kay Dana. Pagpasensyahan niya na.
Bye!
Bye!